the rules that it's perfectly possible to control domestic capital and to institute capital controls. In fact, it's been done. The Western countries have done it repeatedly in times that they called emergencies. And the East Asian countries, the places with real economic growth, like South Korea and Taiwan, they do it constantly. They don't have a problem of capital flight because there the governments are powerful enough to control not only labor, which is everywhere, but also to control capital, so capital flight doesn't take place. There has actually a death penalty associated with it in South Korea. But it doesn't happen, and therefore they've had substantial economic growth by extricating themselves from international markets to a certain extent, which is about the only way anyone's ever figured out to have economic growth other than the kind of good news that Robert Lucas and the Wall Street Journal are talking about. Well, that's possible anywhere, but of course it requires questioning the absolute rule of the private tyrannies, and we're taught from infancy that we're not allowed to question that. Tyranny is freedom, is what we're taught. So if all power is in the hands of unaccountable totalitarian institutions, that's pure freedom. They'll explain it to you at the Cato Institute if you don't get the point.